Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, so John Wayne does an interview, and we're assuming that it's all been reported correctly and everything, in which he says something that some people don't like, that may be patently offensive by today's standards, and now we're going to tear down his statue, change his name on... I mean, come on. Years ago. Yeah. I mean, when are we going to grow up as a society and recognize, hey, you worked really hard for 50 years to change attitudes, so why not enjoy your life today with the new attitudes that you said you wanted, instead of ruining life today to go back and fight over stuff that's 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 400 years ago. I mean, what sense does that make? You're jeopardizing your life now and your prosperity and your peace and your happiness now in order to fight over things from the past, which you fixed. So, I mean, does any of this make any sense? Assuming you really want to get to a good place. See, that's where I have to say I really believe a lot of the people who are out there raising Cain right now don't want you to have prosperity and peace. They want you to be miserable so that you will turn over power to them. And once you realize that, then you don't take them seriously. I think a lot of people who are nice people, like some of these ministers I know, they're nice people. The ministers really, well, oh my God, if I could just listen to them and understand, then Jesus is going to come into their hearts and everything's going to be okay. No, it's not. It's not going to be okay because you're talking to people who are not trying to be fair with you. They're not trying to do the right thing. They have no interest in doing the right thing. And you, because you're a good person, think that you can talk them into that, and you can't. So you're actually enabling them to do more damage because of your good instincts, and I hate to see that happen. Yeah, like somebody trying to rob you at 2 o'clock in the morning out in front of a bar. You really think you're going to talk them down? No, you're not. So you have a choice. You can either give them the money and hope they don't shoot you after that, or you can fight back. And I think with the last month where everybody has kind of given them the money and given them the leeway and the latitude to do whatever they want, we're realizing that the end result of that is pretty negative for us. But, you know, that's my assessment. 8:37. Good morning to you. Hey, hope you had a great weekend. It's the 29th day of June, 2020, and I'm John Reed. This is News Radio WRVA. We spent a little bit of time before the whole coronavirus mess started talking about how the Richmond area has really benefited from sports tourism, and then coronavirus hit. And a lot of the big events that were scheduled for the suburbs around the city of Richmond, either got canceled or hopefully have been rescheduled. Maybe this guy can fill us in on where things stand. J.C. Pohm is the Director of Sports Relations for the Richmond Region Tourism. And J.C., welcome to the program. Where do we stand today? How are things looking?
Well, first off, John, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you.
On the run.
Yeah.
It's we're finally talking about sports again, which
right.
I think we've all been waiting many months for. And,
no kidding.
You know, the professional ranks sound like they're about to hopefully get going here in July, and we were able to kind of return to the fields in the region over the last couple weeks during phase two. And as I told our friend Gary Hess, it's been kind of like Christmas morning to get sports going again here.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said it just right. When coronavirus hit, it kind of brought everything to a halt in the tourism world. And from a sports tourism standpoint, everything, you know, completely stopped until 2 weeks ago. And so we've seen almost 40 events now that were estimated to have brought in or would have brought in around $25 million to our Ooh. Community were canceled. But, you know, looking on the positive front, we have 33 more events scheduled through Labor Day. And these are really going to do wonders for reinvigorating our hospitality community, getting people back to our restaurants that are slowly reopening. And so it's just great to have more events that bring, you know, people to the region. But I think the tone we're really taking is we're truthfully very cautiously excited. Events may look a little bit different, but we're confident they can take place in a way that puts priority on everyone's well-being, you know, while keeping within Governor Northam's directives for phase two currently and phase three here starting on Wednesday.
With things getting ramped back up, you had a couple of tournaments last weekend, not this weekend, just completed the week before. How did kind of those first two tournaments go, and how much is on the schedule this summer in terms of sports tourism coming to town?
They went well. I'll tell you, things definitely looked a little bit different. Go out this past weekend, we had a recruiting softball tournament. It was called the Stars Summer Showcase, and there were college coaches from all over the area, all over the region, Mid-Atlantic in town, and things definitely look different when you have the bleachers roped off and no concession stands open. But I think everybody's just excited to get back on the field, and you know, we're trying to be as cautious as we can and encouraging people to social distance while they're out there, you know, take their chairs that everyone brings out to the games and set them 6 feet apart. Our jurisdictions have been great, and Henrico County's had a ton of these initial events just because they have, you know, so many baseball and softball fields. But things like additional signage and cleaning those high touch point areas, having county staff out there. Some people have chosen. We had a pickleball event here two weekends ago now. They did decide to do temperature checks on site, while the youth events have decided to have coaches report in. So, again, things look different, but I think everybody's kind of taken in stride and just excited to be back out there and, you know, have their kids taking part, you know, in sports that is so important for development and health and wellness and all that.
JC, as we look at the rest of the summer and the events that are coming, how much in economic impact are we talking about for the Metro?
Well, we currently, through Labor Day, we have 33 events on the schedule that, you know, are estimated to bring in around $21, $22 million in economic impact. And then we still have events through the fall. So we're kind of still taking it week by week, month by month. And we have some really cool events in August. Henrico County at Dory Park is the USA Archery National Championship. We have, again, the Senior Softball World Championship that'll bring in close to this year with all the demand, 150 teams from all over the United States to, you know, five different jurisdictions here. So it's exciting to have them back. And more importantly, it's exciting and it's critical in the short term for restarting our hospitality community.
There were some plans that we had talked about, you know, the big swimming complex that I guess will still go into the Regency Square Mall. Is that still on track? Or, you know, some of the other expanded venues that we were discussing last year, you think those are going to go forward, or has everything kind of, the brakes have been tapped on those?
Well, I think the brakes have been tapped, in, you know, just the short term. Everybody's refocusing on, you know, our citizens and health and wellness, and just getting people, you know, to stay healthy. But I don't think those projects are going to go away. I know the swim facility, the Nova facility, is still on track. Mm-hmm. We're still in communication with the county on the new development at Virginia Center Commons, and Lakewood County purchased that property. So venues are critical for sports tourism, and our jurisdictions have been awesome in terms of investing in that infrastructure to keep sports tourism at the forefront, just because the impact is so large on the hospitality community. So So all those, you know, there are still a lot of plans moving forward. They just kind of hit the brakes here for a few months.
And I hate to end on a negative. Maybe you can turn it around and not make it a negative. Have you heard from people who are kind of second-guessing the Richmond region, Henrico, well, Chesterfield, and the other areas because of the awfulness in the city of Richmond? Or is that, are we kind of segregated from that?
No, I think we have so many venues throughout the suburbs. And, you know, right now, our big asset in the city of Richmond is the Greater Richmond Convention Center. Mm-hmm. And the city has been a couple weeks behind in their reopening with Mayor LaVar Stoney. And so we've been very lucky that, you know, all of our events have gone on as scheduled, and it's just been exciting to get folks here. And, you know, those venues in the suburbs like the Dory Parks, Chesterfield has River City Sportsplex, and the soccer rink. Every jurisdiction has these venues. So it's just exciting to get people here.
Yeah. Well, you're very diplomatic, and I appreciate you out there hustling, trying to make good things happen. We need people to be doing that right now. J.C. Poma, who's the Director of Sports Relations for Richmond Region Tourism. And thank you for coming on this morning, J.C. Thank you.
Thank you, John and Gary. Good to hear from you, sir, and thank you again.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.